Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning to my radio audience. Good morning to you. I am here once again with you this morning. And I would like to again thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, for this day and for all the days that he have given me in my life. He's such a wonderful, great, 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 holy God. And I would like to give him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Also, the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth, I would like to thank her, glorify her for her beautiful presence. I know I supposed to came on yesterday, but I was busy helping somebody. I was making a website for someone, so I wasn't able to get here with you, but I am here today with you. And I would like to finish where we left off. I would like to finish where we left off. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 6. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophet of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in, 661 again, 244-9831. You are free to call in if you would like to. We're going to pick it up right where we left off, people. Right where we left off. Times. Hold on, give me a minute. Times and seasons. That's what we will be talking about today. And this section of the law, the 613 laws that's written up in the Torah, the Mishnah in the Hebrew scrolls. So all 613 laws is wrote and more laws that we don't even have. But it's okay. We only have what we have and we only can do what we can do in this earth. So times and seasons. It's a very, very important section of the law. Very, very important section of the law that we need to go over and study and read and understand today. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or higher is his name, the God of the Hebrew nation, would like you people to understand his 613 laws. I told you we must establish the law in the earth, that it is good, that it is true, and that it is holy, and that we must keep it. If we want to be connected to the God of Israel, the real God, the creator, we must practice and keep the 613 laws. And remember, you have grace. You have grace. You have grace. And like I told y'all on audio number 5, broadcast number 5, I told you grace is just for you to live. When you go against the God of Israel, when you break his law and go against what he say and want you to do, grace is just given for you to live and not die when you disobey him. That's what grace is all about. Is that simple. It is that simple. It ain't got nothing to do with you, you know, the law done away with, and you know, you under Jesus and you speaking in tongues and you filled with the Holy Ghost and you under grace and you don't have to keep the law and you don't have to do the law. No, that grace don't have nothing to do with that at all. Grace have absolutely nothing to do with you not keeping the law. We're going to pick it up at law number 107, times and seasons. Y'all didn't know that the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew nation, put in the Torah times and seasons. It's times for everything. It's seasons for everything. We're going to go right into it now so you understand what the God of Israel is saying about time and season. You Christians always say it's a time and it's a season for everything. So let's see what the God of Israel is saying about that. Law number 107. I would like to thank the Heavenly Host, the Holy Angels for their presence and them helping me to do what I need to do for the God of Israel. That the new month shall be solemnly proclaimed as holy, and the months and years shall be calculated. They have here on this documentation that I'm reading by the Supreme Court. That's Exodus 12, verse 2. Let me read law number 1. Law number 107 again. Let me read law number 107 again. That the new moon, get back, get out of here. Go outside, please. That the new moon shall be solemnly proclaimed as holy. It's not talking about, we're going to look up the word new moon in the Hebrew so you'll really understand that the God of Israel ain't telling you to worship the moon. He ain't telling you to observe the moon. He ain't telling you that the moon is holy like a lot of you people think. So the new moon shall be solemnly proclaimed as holy, and the months and years shall be calculated by the Supreme Court. Only Exodus 12, verse 2. Let's go to that scripture, people. Let's get it. Exodus 12, verse 2. Excuse me. Could I have some water, bro? Exodus 12, verse 2. Because if I don't ask for none, people, I won't get none. Exodus 12, verse 2. We're going to pick it up at verse 1. Excuse me, people. And this particular, excuse me, my allergies is up. This particular passage in the Hebrew scrolls, or your translated version of the Hebrew scrolls, which is the Bible, says, Exodus 12, verse 1. Talking about the Passover, times and seasons. Okay, times and seasons. That's what we're dealing with today under the law. What you're supposed to be doing, when and how. Time and seasons, which is very, very, very important to the God of Israel. Times and seasons. And Exodus 12, verse 1. And Ahiah spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. Get a little bit of water here, people. This month shall be to you the beginning of month, Exodus 12, verse 2, for law number 107, times and season. This month, okay, it can't be no other month. It cannot be no other month that the law of the land, your government structure, have set up in this earth for you people to believe. For you people to believe that it is the first year of the month. You believe that because you've been taught that from generation to generation to generation to generation. You have been taught that January the 1st, New Year's you call it, is the beginning of months. And that is not true. That is absolutely a lie that has been placed in your mind, that has been placed in your beast system that they have set up all over the earth for you to believe that January the 1st is a new year and it's the beginning of months. But according to the law, according to the law, according to the God of Israel that wrote the law, this month, we're dealing with Passover too. We're dealing with Passover too. So the God of Israel told Moses and Aaron to speak, and when the children of Israel was in the land of Egypt, he told Aaron and Moses to speak to the children of Israel before they even got to the wilderness to let them know what was the beginning of months. This month, I'm pretty sure in Egypt, they probably had January as they beginning of months. Who knows? Mañana, yeah. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. To who? To the children of Israel and to whoever else want to serve and follow the God of Jacob or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm reading Exodus 12:2. This month shall be unto you the beginning. Of months. And when you look up the word months right here in the Hebrew, it is Hebrew number 2320. 2320. It say months. It say the new moon. By implication, a month. That's what new moon means. In the Hebrew, it means a month. That's what new moon means, month, M-O-N-T-H. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. It should be the first month of the year to you. And it's not January the 1st. Believe what I'm about to teach you and believe what I'm about to show you. That it is not January the 1st. Not at all. They have twisted you people's mind. They have twisted the scriptures. Tried to twist the scriptures, but they cannot twist them. They have tried to twist everything up. Hold on, people. Give me a minute. They have tried to twist everything in this world. They have twist everything, everything that the God of Israel established with the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, they have twisted to their way they want it to be. So that's why they gave you January the 1st for the new month and the beginning of month, because that's under the beast system. That's under the law of the land. It's not under the God that put you here, the creator. So let me keep going. Let me keep going. That's law number 107. So the beginning of month, people, is around the same time that the children of Israel kept the holy feast day, Passover. Passover. Y'all call it Easter. That's what your law of the land call it. Easter, a pagan holiday. A pagan holiday that's attached to all your pagan gods that you people call on all the time. So, yeah, January the 1st is nowhere near Easter, what you call it. But the Bible call the real holy day Passover, not no Easter. Easter don't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. Easter don't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. You see the word Easter in the New Testament? That's injected. That's not in the Hebrew scrolls at all. That's in your translated scroll. That's in your translated version of the Bible, your King James version of the Bible and all your translated Bibles that you have. But the Hebrew scrolls don't deal with no Easter. It don't even deal with the word Easter at all. It's past. Over. And Passover don't got nothing to do with January. That's when it's cold and snow on the ground and all of that stuff, dead winter time. Passover was not in the dead of winter. So let me go back over Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. And the highest spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month, talking about Passover month now, not no January, and I'm going to prove that to y'all people. We're dealing with times and seasons right now of the God of Israel. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. Whenever it's time for the children of Israel, go outside. Whenever it's time for the children of Israel, could you close the door, please, to celebrate their feast days, Passover. Let me keep going. This month should be unto you the beginning of months. So whatever month it is that the children of Israel kept the feast of Passover, that's the first month of the year, not January. You've been deceived, people, for a very, very long time. You know how long we've been saying Happy New Year's in January and my mama them the same stuff that we doing right now today. That's how long it's been a part of the law of the land. And it says here for law number 78, law number 107, that the new month shall be solemnly proclaimed as holy. Get out of here, please. And the month and year shall be calculated by the Supreme Court. Not no Supreme Court. That court would be the children of Israel. That's the court. That's the court. The children are, no, he okay. the children of Israel. Not by no government, not by no mayor, not by no Congress, not by no president. The only one is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Can tell us when is the new year. And it's not January. And for me to go on with my teaching, hold on one moment. Give me one moment. Excuse me, people. My allergies is up. Yep. Let me clarify right now. Let me clarify right now. When the new month began in the Bible. Let me clarify that in the scriptures. Before I keep going with the next law. Let me clarify that, people. I don't like to throw nothing out there that I cannot prove and clarify. Let's go to Exodus 13, verse 4. Exodus 13, verse 4. Exodus 13, people, come on. Verse 4. Give me 1 minute, people. Let me get this information for you. It says right here, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Exodus 13, chapter 3. Exodus 13, verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Ahio brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month of Abib. That's when they came out of Egypt, in the month of Abib. And Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, for law number 107, he told Moses and Aaron to tell the children of Israel that when you come out of Egypt, this will be the beginning of months to you. No, Hebrew Israelites ain't got no business. The Hebrew nation don't have no business following no pagan holiday, New Year's. It's straight satanic and it's straight paganism. We don't have no business keeping no January the 1st as the beginning of months. Because right here in the Torah, in the Old Testament, the beginning of months, Abib, that's when the children of Israel came out of Egypt. And you know what the word Abib mean in the Hebrew? Let me show y'all people, okay? I got to take a minute to clarify this because I'm sick of people year after year, year after year, year after year calling on Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's. It's our New Year. I'm going to make a New Year resolution. Yeah, it's New Year. No, it's not New Year's. So the God of Israel say it's New Year's. Let me say it again. It is not New Year's unto the God of Israel. Ahia, the God of the Hebrew nation, tell you it's New Year's. Not your government that set up all your laws of the land and all your holidays to try to cast away the holy days of the God of Israel. I told you, the people that think they rule this world and think they're in charge, they try to mimic everything that the God of Israel do. Them and their God Satan, they try to mimic the God of Israel. If he made holy days, and they want to make holidays. See, Satan, the God of this world, and his people, his kids, his children, they want to make holidays when the God of Israel made holy days. See the difference, people? Holy day, holiday. And that's why they have their own beginning of months. They have their own new year, which is January the 1st. And anybody that served and called and bow down to the law of the land for their holidays, you're not serving the God of Israel. You serving Satan. Because the God of Israel ain't never told you that the new year or the beginning of month is in January. So when you read Exodus 13:4 right here, as a precept to law number 107, Exodus 12:2, precept, Exodus 13:4. This day you came out in the land. This day came you out in the month of Abib. The month of Abib. That's Hebrew number 24 for Abib. You know what it say, people? You know what it say for the beginning of months? Hebrew number 24, from an unused root meaning to be tender, green. That is young ear of grain. Hence the name of the month Abib. Abib, ear, green ears of corn. There is no way you're going to grow corn in the middle of January. Let me repeat that again, people. There is no way in this life, in this world, that you're going to have some green ears of corn standing in your cornfield in January. So this proves to you right here that your January, your New Year's, is satanic. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of the Bible. It don't have nothing to do with the beginning of month. The beginning of month is a bill. That's when ears of corn is growing in the earth. March and April. March and April is a bill. March and April is the beginning of month. It's the beginning of months, not January. Now, let me get you another scripture. Let me get you another scripture. Precept this one. Let me get you another one, people. Let's go to Exodus 34:18 for another precept. To show you that a bill, March and April, when the ears of corn is growing in the field, could never be January. See how deceived and lost and confused you people are. That's why you can't connect with the God of Israel. You can't connect with the God that put you here because you don't understand that God and you don't know how that God operates and you don't know how that God thinks. And you don't know how that God feel. And you don't know what that God want you to do. That's why you people are totally disconnected. You totally disconnected, people. You've been taught a lie rather than the truth. Let's read Exodus 34:18. The feast of unleavened bread shall thy keep 7 days. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I commanded thee in the time, look people now, and the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib, in the month Abib, thou camest out from Egypt. Remember, remember what he told Moses and Aaron in Exodus 12:2, that this will be the beginning of months when you come out of Egypt. Now I'm reading a precept to prove to you people that a bill is the beginning of months, not January. By the fact, January is an added, that's not even a part of the Hebrew calendar, number one. January is not part of the Hebrew calendar, number one. That's not even on the Hebrew calendar, January. That was an added month by the people that set up the law of the land. They added January on their Gregorian calendar, their satanic calendar that they made to twist you people up, to keep you people from doing what the God of Israel want you to do, to keep you people from knowing what the God of Israel need you to do. They made their own calendar. They made their own laws. They made their own rules. They made their own gods. They made their own religion. They made their own fashion. They made their own education. So you twist it up, people. And you just don't realize how bad you are twisted. So it says right here, Exodus 34:18. Let me go over it again for law number 107, just to clarify that the new year, the beginning of months according to the Hebrew scrolls, is Abib. It's when ears of corn are turning green, standing up in the field, in the cornfield. It cannot ever be January. That would never, ever happen in the dead of winter. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, Exodus 34:18, thou shalt keep times and seasons. You got to keep the feasts, the holy days of the God of Israel. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, thou shalt keep 7 days. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread as I command thee in the time of the month Abib. For in the month Abib, thou camest out from Egypt. Let me go to the next scripture, the precept to prove to you that January, New Year's, is obsolete. It's obsolete, totally, with the God of Israel. Deuteronomy 16:1-3. Observe the month of Abib. See what the God of Israel told the children of Israel, our ancestors. Observe. Let me pay attention. Do what it tells you to do for that day. Observe, because it ain't nothing but Passover. That's when Passover, after Abib, after the beginning of month, after the new moon, which that is a season and a time after that new year, which is March or April. Passover comes 14 days from that day. Observe the month of Abib, Deuteronomy 16:1-3, and keep the Passover. So you have to observe the new year for the God of Israel. You have to observe the new year that's under the law for you to keep. He never told you to observe January. He never told you to keep January the 1st. That's the holiday under the law of the land. It's not a holy day. It's a holiday, a pagan holiday. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover until Ahayah, thy God. For in the month of Abib, Ahayah, thy God, brought thee forth out of the land, out of Egypt by night. Thou should therefore sacrifice. The Passover unto Ahayah, thy God, of the flock and the herd and the place which Ahayah shall choose to place his name there. Give me 1 minute, people. Give me 1 minute. So, people, it's clear. It is very, very clear. Very, very clear. Very, very clear. Very clear. And I'm going to get you another scripture to even clear it up even more. But I'm going to go to the next law. I'm going to hold that for the end because I got to get through these laws. It's very, very clear that January the 1st don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel. Abib. Observe the month of Abib. The holy day. The new year. March or April. March or April. Depending on when the stars and the moons and stuff like that move around. But I'm not teaching on that. I'm just trying to show you the beginning of month. Law number 108. Not to travel on the Sabbath outside the limits of one's place of residence. Exodus 16:29. Let's look at that now. Because the Christian church teach you that you're not under the Sabbath no more. Sunday worship, Sunday now, because Jesus resurrected from the grave and all that. You don't have to keep Sabbath no more. Right now, you're under grace and you're under the New Testament. And guess what? Jesus resurrected on a Sunday, so we don't have to keep the Sabbath. Okay? So let's go to law number 108, but not to travel on the Sabbath outside the limits of one place of residence. Exodus 16:29. For times and seasons. Exodus 16:29, people. And Ahayah said, Exodus 16:28, and Ahayah said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my Sabbath and my laws? That's what the God of Israel is asking you people this morning. That's what he asking you. How long, Israel? How long, Hebrews? How long, Gentiles, that you people going to refuse to keep my commandments and my laws and uphold all the laws of this land that your government and your president or your kings and queens and whoever have set up? How long in your pagan Christian churches? How long? Don't y'all know the God of Israel been waiting a long time now? He been waiting a very, very, very long time. Generation after generation after generation after generation after generation after generation. And guess what? Nobody have changed yet. Everything remained the same, and everybody is the same. Nothing have changed yet. Why? Because you love the laws of this land. You love your government. You love your beast system. And you love your constitution. How long, Moses? And he asked me the same thing today, because I am his prophet. How long, Elishaba? Do these people refuse to keep my commandment? My commandment, 613 now, not no 10. They refuse to keep my commandments and my laws. 613 that we can see, that we got to keep. So for that, a higher have given you Exodus 16:29 for law number 108. See, for that a higher have given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he given you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. This is when the children of Israel was in the wilderness. And the God of Israel established his law with his people. And now Israel scattered all over the earth, because they was wicked, evil, and rebellious, and went against the God of Israel for other gods, for other laws of the land and all that stuff that they try to bring into Jerusalem. And the higher had to drop millions of them right there and kill them. And the rest he scattered all over the earth. See, for a higher have given you the Sabbath. See, he the one gave Israel the Sabbath. It is not no man. Did nobody set up the Sabbath day, which is a holy day, which is a sanctified day, a separate day like no other day on this earth, the Sabbath is. Ahayah, the God of Israel, is the one that gave you the Sabbath day. And you people don't want to keep it. And you Hebrew Israelites that call yourself keeping it and trying to keep it, you still ain't keeping it right. Why? Because we supposed to be one nation. One nation of the one God with one name. And because we're not one nation and the one God with one name, and that God is the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. He ain't got no more names. He got one name, one law, and one Sabbath day. No, you cannot make Sunday into a Sabbath day. That's not what he's in the Torah, in the under the law. He said a Sabbath day. It's the seventh day of the week. 7 days of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. He the one gave you the Sabbath. Your government, they the one gave you Sunday. They the one gave you Sunday, trying to replace the Sabbath holy day with Sunday and Sunday worship. That's the one gave you that. The God of Israel never gave you no Sunday. He never told you to go worship Jesus on no Sunday. Excuse me. What scripture is that, people? What, the one in Matthew, you going to try to take that and say because Jesus raised on a Sunday? No, he did not raise on no Sunday. I need to go to the scripture to show you that and look it up in the Greek so you'll understand. But I'm not teaching that today. I'm teaching about the 613 laws of the God of Israel. So he told Moses, how long are these people going to refuse me, Moses? They don't want to keep the commandments. They don't want to keep my law. They don't want to keep the Sabbath day. They got to stay. You the Sabbath. Therefore, he gave it you on the sixth day. So he gave the children of Israel enough food to last them on the sixth day, which was Friday, before the sun went down. Because Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is the Sabbath day. The sun got to be down for it to be another day. Times and seasons. That's what we're learning today. That's what I'm teaching. So he told them, yeah, Moses, tell the children of Israel to go out on the sixth day, and they're going to get enough manna off the ground to last them for 2 days. So they can stay inside of their tents and let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. That's what he told them. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. Until you take it all the way over there to the New Testament, when the Son of God, Yeshua, performed many miracles on the Sabbath day. If you ain't going out to do nothing for the God of Israel, or to help somebody, or do something good for somebody on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday, then you don't even supposed to be going out. This is up under the law. You don't even supposed to be going out grocery shopping and going over your friend's house and your mom and them house. No, it's against the law. Exodus 16:30. Look what it say, people. So the people rested on the seventh day. They rested. They rested. Resting. I know you Christians. I know how y'all believe and how you think, because I used to be a Christian. The Sabbath day is not all about resting. It's things that the children of Israel had to do on the seventh day. They had to present themselves to the God of Israel on the Sabbath day. So it ain't all about rest. Even though it say here rest, but you have to get the precepts to really understand what the children of Israel had to do on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, to please the God of Israel. So, law number 109. Let's keep going. Times and season. Times and seasons. I just told you about the Abib. Told you about the Sabbath. Every 7 day of the week is the Sabbath day. No, you Hebrew Israelites, y'all not keeping it right. Y'all are not keeping the Sabbath the correct way. You polluting the Sabbath, just like our ancestors polluted it. That's what you're doing. How are you polluting it? Calling on all kind of names, all kind of gods, Yah and Jah and Yahweh and all kind of YHWH and Moses, all kind of names for your gods. That's how you pollute the Sabbath day. Just exactly like the children of Israel did, your ancestors. They polluted it, calling on all kind of gods, and doing all to kind of idolatrous worship to their gods. So no, Hebrew Israelites, the ones that say y'all into the truth, you're not keeping the Sabbath day. You polluting the Sabbath day, you and your elders. Because your elders ain't got no business trying to lead you anyway to the Sabbath day. That's a priest's job. That job belongs to the priest, not to no elder. Because you notice right here, he said, Moses and Aaron, tell the children of Israel that a bill would be the beginning of my. It didn't say elders tell the children of Israel that a bill would be the beginning. Yeah, they had elders in Egypt. But the God of Israel didn't tell the elders nothing, because that's not their place and lead the children of Israel. That's only a priest and a prophet. Now, law number 109. I'm going to get that scripture. Let me make my notation, because the scripture just keep coming to my mind that I have to get it. Let me make a notation. Right here. I don't know. I'm going to try to find it. I should have read it. Let me make a... Okay, law number 109. Law number 109. To sanctify the Sabbath. To sanctify the Sabbath. Exodus 20, verse 8. To sanctify. And you people don't want to keep it. You went to Sunday worship. You don't want to keep the Sabbath day. It's obsolete. It don't exist to you. You're not under that. You're under the New Testament, which is the resurrection of Jesus on a Sunday. Exodus 20, verse 8. Let's go to that for law number 109. Excuse me, people. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I'm in the Ten Commandments right now. I'm in the Ten Commandments right now, Christians. Y'all claim that y'all follow 10. And you don't have to follow 613. Just 10. Just the Ten Commandments. That's all I got to follow. That's all I need to know. Well, right here in the Ten Commandments, for law number 109, Exodus 28, it say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You must keep the Sabbath day. You got to remember the Sabbath day. He didn't say forget about it. He didn't say change it for another day. It's the law. It's established by the God of Israel that it is true, that it is good, that it's righteousness and holy. He didn't say remember no Sunday. He said remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Keep it holy. Look what it says for holy right here in Exodus 28. Hebrew number 6:9-4:2. To observe as clean, ceremonially or morally. Ceremonially or morally for the word holy. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You have to observe it as clean, ceremonially. There's things that we must do on the Sabbath day to keep it holy. ceremonially, there's things that the children of Israel had to do. Morally, it's things that the children of Israel had to do. Consecrated, it say, for the Hebrew number. Dedicate. Prepare. Prepare. Purify. Sanctify. Proclaim. He said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And you people not doing that. You people not doing that. No, you're not. Number one, how can we serve the God of Israel as the Hebrews? We say we Hebrews. We say we the children of Israel. We the children of Jacob. How can we do that when we divide it? It's only one God. There's only one people. That's the 12 tribes of Israel. It's like no five different sects and groups and stuff of people. It's only one God with one name, with one people and one nation. So we are too divided. One believe in this name. One believe in that God. One believe in that way. One believe in that day. One believe Passover is this day. One believe Passover is that day. One believe in this day. One believe the Sabbath is this day. No, people, we are too divided. The God of Israel don't want no divided people. He called us as one. When we left Egypt, we was one people. We was one people in the wilderness. We was one people in Canaan. One people. That had one name for the God that led them out of Egypt. He didn't give you five or six different names. He gave you one name. But you people want to call on all kind of names and all kind of gods and do all kind of rituals and stuff on the Sabbath day. You are defiling the Sabbath day and polluting it. We must be one, Hebrews. We must be one. That's the only way our God going to accept us as one. Called us as one. He chose us as one. We are one. You can't be ICP. You can't be GOCC. You can't be IUD. You can't be HPQ. You can be none of that. We must be one nation under our God. You know, the law of the land, they anthem. I call it an anthem. That's what I thought it was when I was a little girl. They anthem. We are one people. Under God, you know, they tell you that, look, under God and for liberty and for justice for all. What God is they talking about? The God that set up the law of the land, Satan. That God. That's the one they talking about that they honor. What God they talking about? The one that set up Sunday worship so you don't keep Sabbath day. That God that told you Sunday is the new day. God of Israel never told you people that. He put it in the Ten Commandments. What you love and reverence so much the Ten Commandments, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. So you people are out of line, man. Totally, totally out of line. No, you cannot keep the Sabbath day being different groups and sects and camps of people. It don't work with the God of Israel like that. We either come as one. We either come as one umbrella under our God with one name. Or guess what, people? There will be continually destruction and death and horror and this earth. Why? Because we don't want to do it his way. We want to do it our way. And what we've been taught by the law of the land, which is false. Everything they taught us is false. And I can prove it. Everything that you people doing every day is false. I can prove it. Next law. Law number 110. Not to do work on the Sabbath. Exodus 20:10. You ain't got no business going to work on the Sabbath day. You don't have no business, Hebrews, Gentiles, going to work on the Sabbath day. Same chapter, Exodus 20, verse 10. Let's read it. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Ahiah. See, that day belonged to the God of Israel, people. It is not your day. It's not your day. It's not a day that you feel and can do whatever you want to do. It's all about the God of Israel on a Saturday, the Sabbath day. The seventh day he called. See, all your law of the land gave it days of the week names. The law of the land. They gave you days of the week names. It's the seventh day. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Ahiah thy God. And in it thou should not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. It is Ahiah, the God of Israel, day. It belongs to him. We must reverence it and respect it and honor it and observe it as his day. Even though we can't really keep it the way that the God of Israel wants us to keep it. Why? Because we divide it. We separate it through religion. Religions and the laws of this land have separated the people. God got them doing all kind of crazy, sick things that don't make no sense. So by us being so divided and separated as one, we can't really keep the Sabbath day. And I'm just being honest with you. I'm telling you what I know as the prophet of the God of Israel. You can't really keep it. I can't really keep it. Why? Because we're not one. We're not the Hebrew nation yet. Everybody believe they Gentiles, and you got a small portion of people know that they are Israel. And they still want to be divided. They still want to be divided. So no, we can observe it, people. But until we become as one, until we become as a nation, until we understand that our God is one God with one name and one way, you cannot keep the Sabbath day. You can observe it, you can respect it, and you can honor it. And that's all you can do. Because there, we need the priest, which the priest ain't dead. He's still alive. He just don't know who he is. The Haitians, that's why you got elders trying to be the priest and trying to be this and trying to be this. Because the priests, the Levites, don't know who they is. So no. Nobody got no business doing nothing on the seventh day. It belongs to Ahiah. So y'all people could quit with all them lies and all that stuff you've been making up in your own mind. That you can do what you want to do. No, you can't. You think you can, but you can't. And that's why your life is miserable right now. And it's going to stay miserable, Pete. Listen to what I just said to you. It's going to stay miserable as long as y'all keep denying the God of Israel and his 613 laws. Next script, next law, people. Law number 111. To rest on Sabbath. Exodus 23:12. Let's go to that. Exodus 23:12. We already read that, but we're going to go over it again. To rest on the Sabbath. Come on, people. Let all this paganism go with the law of the land. Let it go. Denounce everything that you ever learned in your life. Denounce it. Don't believe it. Don't accept it. It's not true. It's a fairy tale that is attached to a god named Satan. Law number 111, to rest on the Sabbath, Exodus 23:12. It says 6 days, 6 days only, people. 6 days belong to you and me and whoever else. Only 6 days. Six days thou should do thy work. No, you ain't got, you don't supposed to work on the Sabbath. As a matter of fact, the God of Israel never told you to have no job for no man, no way. And that's why you people are defiling the Sabbath day, you Hebrew Israelites, the ones that know you, Hebrews, and the ones that don't know. He ain't never told you to work for no man. But they set up laws in this land. They set up laws in this world to tell you it's mandatory that you work on a Sabbath day, on a Saturday, the seventh day, or we're going to fire you from your job. Well, go ahead and fire me. Go ahead and fire me, because guess what? I won't be defiling the God of Israel holy day just to please you and make your $50 for 8 hours of work that you're going to give me. It's not worth it. Go ahead, white man, blue man, Chinese man, whatever man, and fire me. I'd rather serve the God of Israel than man. So the God of Israel said 6 days. He didn't tell you to work on no Saturday. You can't work on no Saturday. You got a lot of people like Hebrew Israel, like GOCC and all of them. Oh, yeah, the Christian church, we are the grace. We are the grace. I don't care what y'all people believe you under. The God of Israel said you cannot work on the seventh day. He did not give you grace to break the seventh day on purpose just to go set up and work for some man up in some factory or wherever. He's not going to give you no grace for that. You try to please man and not your God. What grace is it for that? Pleasing a man other than your own God. 6 days shall thou do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thy ox and thy ass may rest, and thy son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. That's why he's a perfect God. He's a wise God. He's a just God. That's why he orchestrated the seventh day to rest. Not for you to go to work and do what you want to do. No, that day do not belong to you at all. It belongs to the God of Israel. And you must do what he said. Remember the Sabbath. He didn't say throw it away and forget about it and start saying Sunday is the holy day. He never said that, and he never will say that. What scripture is that? You don't have one, do you? Exactly. You don't have want. It's just something that you've been taught that you believe. That the Sabbath day changed. Who changed? The Catholic Church? I told you they got their own calendar. They made their own calendar. They made their own holidays. They set up all their gods and all their religions in earth. They the one told you that madness, the emperors, the Roman emperors, is greater than the Pope, believe me. It's way beyond the Pope. We going way, 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 way back to ancient times. Constantine is way beyond him. Believe me, people. It's deep. Next law. They want to be God. And they want to control the people that he created in this earth. They want to be over the earth, and they want to be gods and all of that. But it ain't going to happen. It's never going to happen. Remember the old world, people? Remember the old world when they created Atlantis and their own world and their own city and all of that stuff? They try to do that right now again. Let me say it, people. They try to rebuild Atlantis all over again in Babylon. Ancient Babylon, all over again. Y'all remember what happened at the Tower of Babel? Come on, people. They'll never rule this earth. And they will never, ever. Their God, Satan, he'll never, ever. He said in Isaiah, oh, I'm going to set my throne up above the sky and above the clouds and above the stars, and I'm going to be like the Most High. Yeah, you are the Most High. But you're not the God of Israel. You're not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Satan. You're not the God that created life. You're not the God that created death. Yeah, you're going to be like the Most High because everybody worship you. And you are the Most High. Most High just means Allah. That's all it means in the Hebrew. Allah. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. I keep telling y'all sick people that. Most High. Them Hebrew Israelites, y'all real big on calling Most High. Most High, Most High, Most High. Most High, Most High. Who is that? Who is that? Satan himself. That's who it is. Most High means I'm going to be over the real God. That's all it means. I'm going to be over the Creator. Y'all going to lift me up and worship me and set me up in this earth, and I'm going to be over the one that put me here. I'm going to be the Most High. I am the Most High. You dumb Hebrew Israelites and Christians, y'all take that scripture in Isaiah and try to twist it and say that the Most High is the Creator. That's who it's talking about. No. Look it up. It's Allah. Allah ain't nothing but it means high, lofted, and lifted up. That's all it is. That's all Most High means. High, I hope it's a Hebrew Israelite on this channel today. It means high, lofty, and lifted up. That's what Most High means in the Hebrew. It ain't talking about the God that created this earth. It's talking about Satan himself. Next law, P. Next law. Law number 112. To celebrate the festivals. Deuteronomy 23:14. Let's go to verse 14. We already in, I'm sorry, Exodus. I'm sorry, people. Exodus 23:14. Same chapter, 14 verse. Law number 112. Three times Thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Y'all see that? Unleavened bread. You Christians don't know nothing about unleavened bread, do y'all? But call yourself reading the Bible and know what the Bible's saying and you got some kind of deep knowledge and deep understanding. You people don't know absolutely nothing about what you read. You know absolutely nothing about what you are reading. All you know is what you've been taught. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. That means put leaven out your house. After Passover night, after the New Year is a bill. That's the beginning of month. 14 days, it's in March and April, I told you. Not January. January is satanic. That's a holiday that was set up under your God, Satan, and the people that think they rule this world. The law of the land. So you have a bill, which is in March and April, when you're going to see the green ears of corn standing up in your cornfields. That's how you're going to identify the beginning of months, a bill. And then that's the new year. That's the first day of the year for the Hebrew nation, March and April. That's our new year. That's our new year to our God. And then 14 days after that, it's Passover. But instead of you people keeping Passover, y'all keep Easter. Easter ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. I already told you that. So 14 days, you're going to have Passover. And after Passover, the next day, sundown, is unleavened bread. And you got to put all the leaven out of your house. Flour and cakes and cookies and all that kind of stuff. Anything with leaven, you got to get it out your house. I'm just showing you the law and the commandments of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the Hebrew nation. I'm showing you what he wants and how he wants it. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat leaven. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month of Abib. What did I tell you? For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none appear before me empty. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread right after Passover, the 14th day. You had to go I'm not teaching about the laws and, you know, ceremony, what we're supposed to do. I'm just trying to establish that the 613 laws of the God of Israel is good. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days. You cannot eat no leaven, no pizzas and all that stuff for 7 days, as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month of Abib. What is the month of Abib? March or April, when you see the green corn standing up in the corn field. In the month of Abib. So you have New Year's, our New Year's for the Hebrew nation. 14 days later, it's Passover. The New Year's is a bill. It's called the beginning of months. 14 days later, Passover. Right after Passover, sundown, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. You should put all the leaven out of your house for 7 days, as I commanded you, in the appointed time. See, the God of Israel have his time. He have his calendar. He have his days. Excuse me. He have his time. He have his season that the children of Israel supposed to do things for him. But because they have made a new calendar, They, y'all already know who they is, the people that think they rule this world, the Pope and all of them. They made a new calendar. They created holidays, took all the holy days, and twisted them up with holidays, and told you that you are the grace, and told you that you are the New Testament, that you ain't got to keep no more holy days. Are you people crazy? You got to be crazy to think that the God of Israel, the God that put you here, our creator, don't want you to have a holy day to him? And he okay with you having holidays and New Year's and Mother Day and Easter and new Father Day and Memorial Day? He okay with you keeping all them days? It's okay. It's okay. I'm doing what God wants. I'm following the law of the land. It's okay. I got to obey the law of the land. I got to keep all their holidays every year. It's okay. That's what you people think in your sick mind. And the God of Israel said, okay, where's my people? What is y'all going to give me? What y'all going to do for me? I don't have nobody to worship me. I don't have nobody to serve me on my holy days. Nobody but the Hebrew Israelites that say they in the truth and they pollute the holy days. Y'all think the God of Israel is happy when y'all keep a holiday and not his holy day? There is no way on this earth that the God of Israel will ever be happy with that. He told you what to do, Hebrews. He told you what to do, Israel. He told you how, what, and when to do it. You just don't want to do it. Oh, I'm out of grace. Oh, I ain't out of that no more. I'm out of New Testament. We got to keep going. No ceremony laws and all that stuff. That stuff old fashioned. That's back then. What? You telling the God of Israel he old fashioned. You tell the God of Israel he don't mean nothing to you when you say stuff like that. You sick people. You are very sick to even think something in your mind so demonic. It's okay for you to keep holidays and New Year's and all of that and what Satan got set up. But you don't want to do nothing that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have wrote for you people to do. And this is the problem. And guess what? It's a great problem. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And he's going to blow this whole world off the map and the man. And that's prophetic. Y'all going to make him so, he already angry. He already furious. But because of the 10%, the remnant, the people he's going to pull up out of here before he blow it up. That's why you people still alive today. Let me say that again to you prophetically. Because that's what he's telling me to tell you.